Sonny's facial recognition robot dog banned in Illinois. Sonny's $2,900 robot dog, Abo, is a companion robot. One, the company claims, learns its environment and develops relationship with people. Abo even enlists a camera in its nose to scan faces and determine who's who, so it can react to them differently. Because of its face detecting capabilities, Sonny doesn't sell Abo in Illinois. The state's Biometric Information Privacy Act, BIPAR, regulates the collection of biometric data, including face scans. The story doesn't stop with Sonny's quickie robot. Illinois also limits access to facial recognition in home security cameras, a feature that's becoming increasingly prevalent in the customer security market. Let's take a closer look at BIPA, the growth of biometric tech in consumer products, and how states in the U.S. treat your biometric info. The Biometric Information Privacy Act was established in 2008 to regulate the collection, use, safeguarding, handling, storage, retention, and destruction of biometric identifiers and information. BIPA defines biometric identifiers as retina scans, iris scans, fingerprints, hand scans, face scans, and voice prints. Basically, an individual or a company needs informed written consent to use another individual's biometric info. A Sonny support page titled "Why is Abo Not for Sale in Illinois?" simply says, due to state regulations and policies, the Abo TM robotic company is not for sale or use in Illinois. In order to mimic the behavior of an actual pet, an Abo device will learn to behave differently around familiar people. To enable this recognition, Abo conducts a facial analysis of those it observes through its cameras. This facial recognition data may constitute biometric information under the law of Illinois, which places specific obligations on parties collecting biometric information. Thus, we decided to prohibit purchase and use of Abo by residents of Illinois. While Sonny simply opted out of selling the face detecting Abo in Illinois, other companies like Nest sell their facial recognition enabling cams in Illinois with the facial recognition feature disabled. At the same time that states are implementing biometric privacy law, more companies are offering consumer devices with facial recognition. Two examples are the Honeywell Smart Home Security System and Nest. Not only is facial recognition more prevalent, there are more products that enlist fingerprint and hand scans for identification. The iPhone and other smartphones have fingerprint scanning capabilities, so you can quickly unlock your phone at CES 2019. A smart lock called the Elk Pro USE that relies on a face scan and a hand scan to unlock was being demonstrated. Airports are increasingly adding tech that scan faces or fingerprints to determine who you are, too. Adam Schwartz of Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, refers to the growing popularity of biometric tech as a normalization of biometrics, saying the EFF finds concerning. He says, if you start using biometrics to board your airplane because it's convenient, or there are forms of biometrics seem more normal, we're very concerned about that, explained Schwartz. Whether or not you're personally concerned about your biometric data, expect to see more regulations around it in the coming years. Alaska, Michigan, Montana, and New Hampshire are already working on their own biometric laws, and given the influx of devices that use biometric information, both for consumer and commercial purposes, more are probably on the way.